DBA Mobile.
KO4WWZ, any station, please call KO4WWZ. Station, any station, including KO4NUE, this is KO4WWZ, please respond. Any station, CQ, CQ, this is KO4WWZ. Something serious real quick. My base station is decommissioned. It's been hit by lightning. Everything is down.
My good. I'm sorry to hear that. I've never had that happen, but I tell you, I always dreaded it, especially when I had a tower. You just seem like you're asking for it. But anyway, what all did it take out? Did it get your power supply or just your radio or what?
It got the power supply, and I think it ran through the coax. House Wi-Fi has been decommissioned. Security system has been decommissioned, and radio equipment in my bedroom, including power supply, has been decommissioned. I can turn on my Yazoo, and I can transmit, but there is a lot of noise when I release the PTT button.
When you first started calling CQ, it was, I don't know if that was the radio you were on, but it was real, real staticky and noisy, that's probably why nobody responded, because you were just about right there with the white noise. But anyway, I tell you, lightning can, it can be mean sometimes. It took out cable TV. This ground our cable one time. It took out 5 TVs, a VCR, like a couple other things. And they wound up replacing everything. They came back and looked, and sure enough, they hadn't hooked up the ground to the, from the, you know, cable to the copper. Copper rod driven in the ground right next to it. And they ran the cable on top of the ground and left it for like several weeks. Well, needless to say, they came back the next day after it got struck by lightning and buried that cable.
I'm going to have to leave my mobile grid now. There's a lot of stuff I got to help mom and dad with. If you can, please tell Chad to stand by his radio. I need to talk to him as soon as I can. This is KO4WWZ. I'll be clear. Thank you for talking with me.
If I hear Chad on there, I'll pass the message along. Series KB4CPA.
KO4WWZ.
CPA, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. You still here?
No, I'm still here.
Well, how are you in the business of technical information this morning. I have one for you.
Fire away.
I have just picked up a new used truck, and this one's a whole lot newer than the one that I've got, so I'm going to be transferring antennas. This truck is normally just used for pulling a very large toy hauler, which is a camper, so to speak, if you're not familiar. Anyway, I do have a very nice CB in this truck. And I know that all the CB people tell me to leave the, I think it's 12 or 18 foot coax in place. And I always thought that the commonplace was to cut your coax as short as possible to cut back on your resistance. You have any insight on this?
That's just a pretty common practice. You want your coax as short as it can be, and you don't know what they were running either, unless it's stamped on there and you can read it. It might not be RG58, but yeah, you definitely want it as short as you can get it.
On this unit that you and I are talking on now, it's as short as I could get it, but I think I've got about a foot and a half on either end just for routing purposes inside the cab. But I was just perplexed when all the CV folks said if it's an 18-foot coax, you leave it at 18-foot, which I thought was pretty odd.
I don't know anything about 11 meters other than it's right next to 10 meters. And you can convert a lot of CBs to 10 meters, if they have crystals in them and that sort of thing. But I don't know what the 18-foot thing is all about, unless that's just what, the antenna came with originally and an 18-foot run. Sounds kind of long, but anyway, it's been so long since I've bought one, I can't remember how long it is, but I'm in a Mustang, and I don't have hardly any coax left over, so I think it came with just enough, in other words, to get to where it needed to get to.
What I'm talking about is a 10-meter radio that I bought it from a place in Iowa, and I think they opened it up somehow for, right there at the 11-meter band, and it works great. I don't talk on it that much, but it's great to listen when I'm pulling this beast behind me going down the road, and there's a wreck or debris in the roadway. It's nice to listen to those other guys talk to figure out which lane I need to be in so I can avoid a potential catastrophic issue.
We've been using an app on our phone. It's called the Waze app, and it's real good about that. It shows you where traffic is slow and is yellow, and where it's stopped is red, and it gives you alternate routes to take, and it even tells you where the police are. Most radios, have a modification. You can go online and look it up. Just Google it, and it'll at least receive outside the frequency. It's for frequencies. it's designed to transmit on. You know, and I have done a modification. I had a HT I did a mod on, and it just, you know, gives you a little more receiving range on both the upper side of the band and the lower side of the band, but you know, that's probably what they did.
We use the Waze app, or my wife does when she's the Navigesser, but a lot of times we go out west about once a year, and there are certain spots along Interstate 80 and Interstate 90 that you have very little to no cell coverage. And granted, when you get out there, there's not that much traffic anyway, but I imagine you were probably a lot like me. I like to have some comms established when my cell doesn't work.
So, you know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you know, when I got into amateur radio and cell phones came out, I told my family, I said, everybody just needs to get their license and for ham radio, we'll just all talk on 2 meters and we won't have to buy phones.
I enjoy the communication aspect of it and meeting you folks, but it's paid off once or twice. Traveling west on the ham radio aspects paid off several times. Getting local information for, you know, spur of the moment places to stay because I've gotten too tired to drive. And, you know, your local folks around the country, they will speak up. And most of the time, they've been good to me and led me in the right direction.
Well, we must be really close because I've got you full quieting on the input frequency. I'm over here in Taylor's. I'm sitting in my garage, by the way.
Off of you because I'm at Locust Hill and Fairview Road headed towards Lathampton.
Vision's right off. It's on Rutherford, which is right after you turn on the Rutherford Road off of Lathampton. My subdivision's just right there, so we're real close to Texas Roadhouse and Walmart and all that stuff, so we could just about walk to any of it. But anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I've been to the doctor, so I'm, he said you're going to live till you die, so I told him I already knew that, but anyway, he gave me a good report, so I guess I'm good for another 6 months.
Good words to hear from the man in the white lab coat. Well, look, I appreciate your input. When I get done with my rat killing today, I'll get home and get this other radio out and start mounting it into the other truck and get my side cutters and start cutting coax.
Here you go. Yep, I always enjoy installing, you know, new rig. And I just replaced the one in this car. But of course everything was there. In fact, I actually used the power connector was the same because it was an ICOM radio that I replaced, and I replaced it with an ICOM, and it had the same plug, so I didn't even run the new power cables. So because the other ones were just fine. So anyway, so all I had to do was just plug it in. It was kind of plug and play. But you be careful out there, and I'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA.
Well, you have a good day. Be safe. Congratulations on your report. And KO4TJQ will be signing off. 73s.
4DJC.